Chapter 118. Miss Lavinia, as I have said, resumed. You ask permission of my sister Clarissa and myself, Mr. Copperfield, to visit here as the accepted suitor of our niece. Apostrophe, if our brother Francis, apostrophe, said Miss Clarissa, breaking out again, if I may call anything so calm a breaking out, wished to surround himself with an atmosphere of Doctors' Commons, and of Doctors' Commons only, what right or desire had we to object? None, I am sure. We have ever been far from wishing to obtrude ourselves on anyone. But why not say so? Let our brother Francis and his wife have their society. Let my sister Lavinia and myself have our society. We can find it for ourselves, I hope. Apostrophe, as this appeared to be addressed to Traddles and me, both Traddles and I made some sort of reply. Traddles was inaudible. I think I observed, myself, that it was highly creditable to all concerned. I don't in the least know what I meant. Sister Lavinia, apostrophe, said Miss Clarissa, having now relieved her mind, you can go on, my dear. Apostrophe, Miss Lavinia proceeded. Apostrophe, Mr. Copperfield, my sister Clarissa and I have been very careful indeed in considering this letter, and we have not considered it without finally showing it to our niece, and discussing it with our niece. We have no doubt that you think you like her very much. Apostrophe, think, ma'am, apostrophe, I rapturously began, oh, apostrophe, but Miss Clarissa giving me a look just like a sharp canary, as requesting that I would not interrupt the oracle, I begged pardon. Affection, apostrophe, said Miss Lavinia, glancing at her sister for corroboration, which she gave in the form of a little nod to every clause, mature affection, homage, devotion, does not easily express itself. Its voice is low. It is modest and retiring. It lies in ambush, waits and waits. Such is the mature fruit. Sometimes a life glides away, and finds it still ripening in the shade. Apostrophe, of course I did not understand then, that this was an allusion to her supposed experience of the stricken pitcher. But I saw, from the gravity with which Miss Clarissa nodded her head, that great weight was attached to these words. The light, for I call them, in comparison with such sentiments, the light inclinations of very young people, apostrophe, pursued Miss Lavinia, are dust, compared to rocks. It is owing to the difficulty of knowing whether they are likely to endure, or have any real foundation, that my sister Clarissa and myself have been very undecided how to act, Mr. Copperfield, and Mr. Apostrophe, Traddles, apostrophe, said my friend, finding himself looked at. I beg pardon. Of the inner temple, I believe? Apostrophe, said Miss Clarissa, again glancing at my letter. Traddles said exactly so, apostrophe, and became pretty red in the face. Now, although I had not received any express encouragement as yet, I fancied that I saw in the two little sisters, and particularly in Miss Lavinia, an intensified enjoyment of this new and fruitful subject of domestic interest, a settling down to make the most of it, a disposition to pet it, in which there was a good bright ray of hope. I thought I perceived that Miss Lavinia would have uncommon satisfaction in superintending two young lovers, like Dora and me, and that Miss Clarissa would have hardly less satisfaction in seeing her superintend us, and in chiming in with her own particular department of the subject, whenever that impulse was strong upon her. This gave me courage to protest most vehemently that I loved Dora better than I could tell, or anyone believe. That all my friends knew how I loved her, that my aunt, Agnes, Traddles, everyone who knew me, knew how I loved her, and how earnest my love had made me. For the truth of this, I appealed to Traddles. And Traddles, firing up as if he were plunging into a parliamentary debate, really did come out nobly, confirming me in good round terms, and in a plain sensible practical manner, that evidently made a favorable impression. I speak, if I may presume to say so, as one who has some little experience of such things, apostrophe, said Traddles, being myself engaged to a young lady one of 10, down in Devonshire and seeing no probability, at present, of our engagement coming to a termination. Apostrophe, you may be able to confirm what I have said, Mr. Traddles, apostrophe observed Miss Lavinia, evidently taking a new interest in him, of the affection, that is modest and retiring, that waits and waits, apostrophe apostrophe, entirely, ma'am, apostrophe said Traddles. Miss Clarissa looked at Miss Lavinia, and shook her head gravely. Miss Lavinia looked consciously at Miss Clarissa, and heaved a little sigh. Sister Lavinia, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa, take my smelling bottle. Apostrophe, Miss Lavinia revived herself with a few whiffs of aromatic vinegar Traddles and I looking on with great solicitude the while, and then went on to say, rather faintly, my sister and myself have been in great doubt, Mr. Traddles, what course we ought to take in reference to the likings, or imaginary likings, of such very young people as your friend Mr. Copperfield and our niece. Apostrophe, our brother Francis's child, apostrophe remarked Miss Clarissa. If our brother Francis's wife had found it convenient in her lifetime,
though she had an unquestionable right to act as she thought best,
to invite the family to her dinner table, we might have known our brother Francis's child better at the present moment. Sister Lavinia, proceed. Apostrophe, Miss Lavinia turned my letter, so as to bring the superscription towards herself, and referred through her eyeglass to some orderly looking notes she had made on that part of it. It seems to us, apostrophe said she, prudent, Mr. Traddles, to bring these feelings to the test of our own observation. At present we know nothing of them, and are not in a situation to judge how much reality there may be in them. Therefore we are inclined so far to accede to Mr. Copperfield's proposal, as to admit his visits here. Apostrophe, I shall never, dear ladies, apostrophe I exclaimed, relieved of an immense load of apprehension, apostrophe forget your kindness. Apostrophe apostrophe, but, apostrophe pursued Miss Lavinia, but, we would prefer to regard those visits, Mr. Traddles, as made, at present, to us. We must guard ourselves from recognizing any positive engagement between Mr. Copperfield and our niece, until we have had an opportunity, apostrophe, until you have had an opportunity, Sister Lavinia, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa. Be it so, apostrophe assented Miss Lavinia, with a sigh until I have had an opportunity of observing them. Apostrophe, Copperfield, apostrophe said Traddles. Turning to me, you feel, I am sure, that nothing could be more reasonable or considerate. Apostrophe, nothing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried one. I am deeply sensible of it. Apostrophe, in this position of affairs, apostrophe said Miss Lavinia, again referring to her notes, and admitting his visits on this understanding only, we must require from Mr. Copperfield a distinct assurance, on his word of honor, that no communication of any kind shall take place between him and our niece without our knowledge. That no project whatever shall be entertained with regard to our niece, without being first submitted to us apostrophe to you, Sister Lavinia, apostrophe Miss Clarissa interposed. Be it so, Clarissa. Apostrophe apostrophe assented Miss Lavinia resignedly to me, and receiving our concurrence. We must make this a most express and serious stipulation, not to be broken on any account. We wish Mr. Copperfield to be accompanied by some confidential friend today, apostrophe with an inclination of her head towards Traddles, who bowed, in order that there might be no doubt or misconception on this subject. If Mr. Copperfield, or if you, Mr. Traddles, feel the least scruple in giving this promise, I beg you to take time to consider it. Apostrophe, I exclaimed, in a state of high ecstatic fervor, that not a moment's consideration could be necessary. I bound myself by the required promise, in a most impassioned manner, called upon Traddles to witness it, and denounced myself as the most atrocious of characters, if I ever swerved from it in the least degree. Stay! Apostrophe apostrophe said Miss Lavinia, holding up her hand. We resolved, Before we had the pleasure of receiving you two gentlemen, to leave you alone for a quarter of an hour, to consider this point. You will allow us to retire. Apostrophe, it was in vain for me to say that no consideration was necessary. They persisted in withdrawing for the specified time. Accordingly, these little birds hopped out with great dignity, leaving me to receive the congratulations of Traddles, and to feel as if I were translated to regions of exquisite happiness. Exactly at the expiration of the quarter of an hour, they reappeared with no less dignity than they had disappeared. They had gone rustling away, as if their little dresses were made of autumn leaves. And they came rustling back, in like manner. I then bound myself once more to the prescribed conditions. Sister Clarissa, apostrophe said Miss Lavinia, the rest is with you. Apostrophe, Miss Clarissa, unfolding her arms for the first time, took the notes and glanced at them. We shall be happy, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa, to see Mr. Copperfield to dinner, every Sunday, if it should suit his convenience. Our hour is 3. Apostrophe, I bowed. In the course of the week, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa, we shall be happy to see Mr. Copperfield to tea. Our hour is 6:30. Apostrophe, I bowed again. Twice in the week, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa, but, as a rule, not oftener. Apostrophe, I bowed again. Miss Trotwood, apostrophe said Miss Clarissa, mentioned in Mr. Copperfield's letter, will perhaps call upon us. When visiting is better for the happiness of all parties, we are glad to receive visits, and return them. When it is better for the happiness of all parties, that no visiting should take place, as in the case of our brother Francis, and his establishment, that is quite different. Apostrophe, I intimated, that my aunt would be proud, and delighted to make their acquaintance. Though I must say I was not quite sure of their getting on very satisfactorily together. The conditions being now closed, I expressed my acknowledgments in the warmest manner, and, taking the hand, first of Miss Clarissa, and then of Miss Lavinia, pressed it, in each case, to my lips. Miss Lavinia then arose, and begging Mr. Traddles to excuse us for a minute, requested me to follow her. I obeyed, all in a tremble, and was conducted into another room. There I found my blessed darling stopping her ears behind the door, with her dear little face against the wall, and Jip in the plate warmer with his head tied up in a towel. Oh! How beautiful she was in her black frock, and how she sobbed and cried at first, and wouldn't come out from behind the door. How fond we were of one another, when she did come out at last. And what a state of bliss I was in, when we took Jip out of the plate warmer, and restored him to the light, sneezing very much, and were all three reunited. My dearest Dora. Now, indeed, my own forever. Apostrophe, oh, don't. Apostrophe, apostrophe, pleaded Dora. Please. Apostrophe, are you not my own forever, Dora? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes, of course I am. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Dora, but I am so frightened. Apostrophe, frightened, my own? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes. I don't like him, apostrophe, said Dora. Why don't he go? Who, my life? Apostrophe, apostrophe, your friend, apostrophe, said Dora. It isn't any business of his. What a stupid he must be. Apostrophe, apostrophe, my love. Apostrophe, apostrophe, there never was anything so coaxing as her childish ways. He is the best creature. Apostrophe, oh, but we don't want any best creatures. Apostrophe, apostrophe, pouted Dora. My dear, apostrophe, I argued, you will soon know him well, and like him of all things. And here is my aunt coming soon, and you'll like her of all things too, when you know her. Apostrophe, no. Please don't bring her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Dora, giving me a horrified little kiss, and folding her hands. Don't. I know she's a naughty, mischief-making old thing. Don't let her come here, Dodie. Apostrophe, apostrophe, which was a corruption of David. Remonstrance was of no use then, So I laughed, and admired, and was very much in love and very happy. And she showed me Jip's new trick of standing on his hind legs in a corner, which he did for about the space of a flash of lightning, and then fell down, and I don't know how long I should have stayed there, oblivious of Traddles, if Miss Lavinia had not come in to take me away. Miss Lavinia was very fond of Dora.
She told me Dora was exactly like what she had been herself at her age. She must have altered a good deal,
and she treated Dora just as if she had been a toy. I wanted to persuade Dora to come and see Traddles, but on my proposing it, she ran off to her own room and locked herself in. So I went to Traddles without her and walked away with him on air. Nothing could be more satisfactory, apostrophe said Traddles, and they are very agreeable old ladies, I am sure. I shouldn't be at all surprised if he were to be married years before me, Copperfield. Apostrophe, does your Sophie play on any instrument, Traddles? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I inquired, in the pride of my heart. She knows enough of the piano to teach it to her little sisters, apostrophe said Traddles. Does she sing at all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I asked. Why, she sings ballads, sometimes, to freshen up the others a little when they're out of spirits, apostrophe said Traddles. Nothing scientific. Apostrophe, she doesn't sing to the guitar? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said one. Oh dear no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Traddles. Paint at all? Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.